Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome again to the Folk Brothers Show here on KDRT 95.7 in Davis and on the web at kdrt.org. And I am Brother Peter.
And I'm Brother Bill. And Brother Peter, it's good to have you back on the air with us after a couple of weeks. I hope you are well rested and after those long days of sleeping in. And it's good to have you back.
Well, I wasn't actually sleeping in. I was over in England on doing some long-distance walking and drinking some fine ales. But I'm not very well rested because Brother Bill and I were featured last night. It was Folk Brothers Night at AT&T Park for the Red Sox versus the Giants.
Have you ever been had your picture on the Jumbotron before?
No. The Folk Brothers were on the Jumbotron, and and by request, we had Hot Buttered Rum doing the Star Spangled Banner. It was a wonderful evening, but we got back kind of late.
We did, and I must admit, though, I did not know that Hot Buttered Rum was the Giants' local band, and it was really wonderful to hear them do it. And my only disappointment was that they didn't break into You Can't Get Drunk on 5.2 after they finished the Star Spangled Banner.
No. But they are the official bluegrass band of the San Francisco Giants. Anyway, we've got some stuff this morning, I think. It should be fun. It'll go fast. Please stay tuned. Buckle yourself in. It's the Folk Brothers Show.
Tessie, you make me feel so badly. Why don't you turn around?
Turn around.
Tessie, you know I love you madly. Babe, my heart weighs about a pound,
16 ounces.
Don't blame me if I ever doubt you. You know I wouldn't live without you. Tessie, you are the only, only, only.
Oneness, and that you look so badly. Strike three and sit you down.
Sit down.
Beantown has had enough of Waggy. Take the train now. Get out of town.
Leave Boston.
Go find another team to hit. Pittsburgh is just the pits and they're more
honest. You are a phony, phony, phony.
Hey, Rod, you're overpaid, overrated. Why do we hate you so?
We hate you.
Your contract should be terminated, cause you don't deserve to rake in all that dough.
300 million.
You almost got away with cheating, but the Red Sox were not the team that was beaten.
Hey, Rod, you are a hanky panky, Yankee. Jeter, although the chicks adore you, Derek, you make a sitch. You're like an old recurring habit. Yes, a habit we'd forever like to kick repeatedly. You really do deserve our pity, cause you reside in New York City. Jeter, you are a hanky-panky, yeah. You make me feel so badly. Why don't you turn around? Tessie, you know I love you madly. Babe, my heart waves about a pound.
Oh, Tessie,
don't blame me if I ever doubt you. You know I wouldn't live without you. Tessie, you are the only, only, I love you so.
And And that is the New Royal Rooters, with words and music to the song Tessie, which was apparently a Broadway hit. And disappointingly, Brother Peter, who was an avid Red Sox fan, was not aware of this. It came up last night because I was actually quite surprised at the number of Red Sox fans at AT&T Park last night. And about the song Tessie, between the years 1903 and 1918, the Red Sox won an amazing 5 World Series, the most by any team at during that time. The team was inspired by their rapid fan base known as the Royal Rooters. The Rooters were known to sing the Broadway song Tessie in an effort to inspire the team while simultaneously driving the opposing team crazy. The results speak for themselves. Unfortunately, after 1918, the Royal Rooters disbanded and Tessie was sung no more. And it says in the liner notes to the song, it talks about Boston saloon keeper along third base, Michael T. McGreevy, who was nicknamed Nuff Said, because that's what he said when he finished talking, was the leader of the fanatical group of Red Sox fans, the Royal Rooters. And the Royal Rooters were known as the Pilgrims at that time and helped them come to a dramatic come-from-behind victory over the Pittsburgh Pirates in the first World Series by singing the Broadway hit Tessie over and over. They also made up their own Tessie lyrics to annoy Pirate star Honus Wagner, and you heard those lyrics in there. And before we knew what happened, we lost the World Series, Pirate Tommy Leach said later. I actually think those Boston fans won it for them. And in this version, the new Royal Rooters sing the original Tessie and feature a new Honus Wagner verse, and they also added a couple of other verses in an attempt to antagonize the Yankees' Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah, that was fun. One thing, though, about the game last night is, even though there were a huge number of Sox fans out there, there's not a natural antagonism between the Red Sox and the Giants. It's more like the Red Sox fans out in the Bay Area. The Giants is their local team, and the Red Sox is close to their heart because they're from New England. But it's different. In New York, you know, in New England, the Yankees are hated by all the Red Sox fans.
And in San Francisco, the Dodgers are hated. It's not safe to sit out in the bleachers during a Giants-Dodgers game, but that's a whole other story. We can get into that another time.
Well, it was fun, and thanks for bringing down that Tessie. Let's turn to something a little more serious. One of folk rock stalwarts passed on to his reward last week, and we're talking about fiddler Dave Swarbrick, who was one of the founding members, not really one of the founding members, but joined soon thereafter into Fairport Convention. He had been suffering from ill health for many years. In fact, it was famous about 15 years ago when he was suffering very badly from emphysema and looked like he might not make it. One of the British papers had this sort of false obituary that he died. He had died. And actually, he joked about it because he said, "That wasn't the first time I died in Birmingham."
And it was interesting. We actually went to the Fairport Cropperty Festival a number of years ago, and one of the things they did, which was really wonderful, was the original Fairport with, I can't remember who was sitting in for Sandy Denny, but
Chris Wilde doing Leaf and Liege.
They reprised the Leaf and Liege album. And Richard Thompson introduced Dave Swarbrick as a tribute to the British health system, because it wasn't too long before that he had had his double lung transplant, and it was pretty impressive. And he was an amazing fiddler.
So we've got a short set of some music featuring Dave Swarbrick. We'll start off with an old track, a great one, from Fairport Convention.
When the stone is grown too cold to kneel in crystal waters, I'll be bound. Thankful to your maker.
rare as a diamond, plucked out of the mine. As bright as the dew in the first ray of sunshine, caught winders and offers and spinners of twine. See the lassies of Neilston in union combine. They came out of the factory in 1910, as fair as the gowns that cover the glen. They put in their cutters and combs to come bend, stood shoulder to shoulder a line with the men. The cold winter sun, when it touches the snows, and spring sends the fern tumbling over the hill, it's a far better sight when the strike whistle blows and the lassies of Neilston stream before the mill. The midden spelled out and the bees and was dean, when the men folk of Netzel were keeping the house clean. Did not the picket line barely 16. Thank you.
That's Martin Carthy with Dave Swarbrick on fiddle, doing a couple of tunes that Dave Swarbrick wrote. One was tune was called Carthy's March, and the second, Lemon Tree. And apparently, the Lemon Tree was a tune that he wrote in memory of Trevor Lucas, who was one of the early members of Fairport Convention, who died quite suddenly many years ago. And we played a set of music featuring Dave Swarbrick, fiddler Dave Swarbrick, who was a member of Fairport Convention and many other groups, and for many years toured with groups like Whippersnapper, as well as in duets with Martin Carthy and others.
And he and Campbell Folk Brew
early on.
Recorded with A.L. Lloyd on some of A.L. Lloyd's early, very traditional albums. And, I mean, that's one of the things that is very impressive about Dave Swarbrick is his ability to play with a vast range of people and so many different styles and forms of music. And
yeah, very true. And at the top of the set, we listened to him on vocals from early 1970 Fairport Convention, Now Be Thankful. And I took that from the great Richard Thompson box set, Watching the Dark. And then in between, Dave Swarbrick.
And Alistair Hewlett with a track entitled The Lassies of Neilston. And that's from a wonderful album that I discovered very recently, 3 or 4 years ago, called Red Clydeside. And it's a concept album that Alistair Hewlett put together, talking about the industrial unrest in and around Glasgow just before the First World War I. And it was produced by Dave Swarbrick at his studios, and he and Kevin Dempsey made the album. And the song is inspired by a strike of girls working in the Neilston thread mill in 1910 who struck for higher prices for their piecework. And Red Clydeside, a really wonderful album, I think. And finished it off with Martin Carthy and Dave Swarbrick.
Nice set, and he will be long remembered.
Yeah, I would imagine at the Cropperty Festival this year, great tributes will be paid to him. So, listen local, give local. Please show your support for KDRT Community Radio during the Davis Media Access Annual Fund Drive, which is going on now. Your tax-deductible donation keeps KDRT on the air with unique local programming, including music and public affairs. Donate online at kdrt.org/support or mail your contribution to Davis Media Access at 1623 5th Street, Suite A in Davis, California, 95616. Thank you for supporting community media.
Yeah, and those of you who listen to Folk Brothers either live or on a podcast, we really hope you'll support KDRT and Davis Media Access.
I have too.
Okay, moving along, you are listening to the Folk Brothers Show here on KDRT 95.7 in Davis, kdrt.org on the greater internet. That's going to play something else from the new Show of Hands album called The Long Way Home, and here's a tune that features Jackie Oates on co-vocals, Hambleton Fair, on the Folk Brothers Show.
As I was walking to Hambleton Fair, I spied lovely Nancy combing her hair. Gave her a wink and she rolled a dark eye. Says I to myself, I'll be there by and by. There by and by, there by and by. Says I to myself, I'll be there by and by. That night we went walking way out in the dark, and I took lovely Nancy to be my sweetheart. And she held my hand and then gently did say, aren't you that young man they call Ramble Away? That young man they call Ramble Away. I said, pretty Nancy, don't smile in my face, for I I don't intend to stay long in one place. She said, where are you bound? I'm with heart full of care. I told her I'd ramble the devil knows where.
Devil knows where.
I told her I'd ramble, the devil knows where.
Hollow lands and hilly lands, I will find out where she has gone and kiss her lips and take her hand and walk the long dappled grass up till time when time runs.
Last year was like a death in the family. It hurt like hell at the time. Though she's still alive, we don't talk anymore. I don't think we will any time. When we rolled in the evening, I thought it was as good as it would get. Now I'm with a girl who's beautiful and wise. I'm not so inclined to regret. When we roll in the morning, I think I will never forget. Somehow a new idea is dawning on me, and I don't know.
That's new music from Chris Drever. His new album is called If Wishes Were Horses, and a tune called When We Roll in the Morning. Chris Drever, great Scottish. He's actually from Orkney, singer-songwriter and member of the supergroup Lau. At the top of that set, something new as well from Show of Hands. Their new album is called The Long Way Around, and a traditional tune arranged by Steve Knightley, member of Show of Hands, called Hamilton Fair, and featuring co-vocals from Jackie Oates, another great English singer. And in between, some music as well from Solas. Their new album is called All These Years. It's a celebration of their, I think, something like 20-some years together. And we listened to...
Has it only been 20 years?
Yeah.
I thought it was longer than that.
Well, it says 20 years celebrating, okay. Solas. 20 years. Wandering Eight Angels is the name of the tune. And... I was listening to Solas as I was trying to fall asleep last week, or on Memorial Day weekend. I was it was, of course, 8 hours later. They were playing their afternoon set at Strawberry Music Festival as broadcast on KVMR, and I was listening on the internet in England. What an amazing world we live in, huh, Bill?
Indeed it is, and it's so nice to be able to listen to music and radio broadcasts and live broadcasts of festivals such as the Strawberry Festival from all over the world. And the Kate Wolf Festival is coming up, and I believe some of that is going to be broadcast online as well. And I don't know what the lineup, I haven't looked at the lineup. I do know some of the people who are going to be there, and I think it's going to be a really wonderful festival, and you'll be able to listen to some of that online as well, I think.
And even more relevant to us is the Davis Live Music Festival coming up.
And some of that is going to be broadcast as well. I don't know how much. There are several stages scattered at various strategic places around Davis, and some there will be. We will be broadcasting from STEM stages. I know on Saturday, broadcast from Armadillo Stage will be coming forth on yours truly, KDRT 95.7, and also on Friday night. I will be sitting in here in the studio on Friday night for a while, making sure that everything goes smoothly. So it'll be your chance if you're not able to get down. You'll be able to hear parts of the Davis Live Music Festival.
Yeah, maybe next week on the Folk Brothers we'll feature some of the acts that will be coming.
We can do that. The Pence Gallery's mission is to serve the community through high-caliber art exhibits and educational programs for visitors of all ages. Exhibitions throughout the year are partnered with art lectures, art smart programs, and tours. The Pence Gallery is located near the corner of 2nd and D Streets in downtown Davis. For visitor, volunteer, and membership information, you can call them at 530-758-3370 or visit pencegallery.org.
And we're going to start the next set with an artist who's coming to Davis on Saturday night. He's doing a house concert. We'll give you more information about that in after the set, maybe?
Indeed.
His name is Steve Spurgeon, and I'm really interested to hear this because it's a tune that I play myself. This is Norman Blake's Church Street Blues, as interpreted by Steve Spurgeon from his album Soul of Flight, here on the Folk Brothers on KDRT 95.7.
Been hanging out in town in this low-down rain, watching Good Time Charlie Friend driving me insane. Down on shady Charlotte Street, green lights on the cliff. Wish I was back home on the farm in my feather bed. Get myself a rocking chair, see if I can lose them thin dime hard time hell on Church Street blues. I found myself a paper friend, read yesterday's news, folded up page 21, stuck it in my shoe. Gave a nickel to the poor, my good deed for the day. Took out my old billfold and threw it far away. Get myself a rocking chair to see if I can lose them thin dime hard time hell on Church Street blues. I wish I had some guitar strings, the old Black Diamond brand. I'd string up that starvation box, go and join some band. Yet I guess I'll stay right here, play and sing a while. Try to make me a little change, give them folks a smile. I get myself a rocking chair to see if I can lose them thin dime hard time hell on Church. Gonna get myself a rocking chair to see if I can lose them thin dime hard time hell on Church Street blues.
Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose. But if you're staying in a motel there and leave, just don't leave nothing in your clothes. At the airport in Milwaukee, they refused to let us board the plane at all. They said we look suspicious, but I believe they like to pick on me and Paul. And on a package show in Buffalo with us and Kitty Wells and Charlotte Pride, the show was long and we were sitting there and we'd come to play and not just for the ride. And we drank a lot of whiskey, so I don't know if we went on that night at all. But I don't think they even missed us. I guess Buffalo ain't geared for me and Paul.
afraid to leave you, love. I'm going away for a while, but I'll return to you sometime if I go 10,000 miles. The storms are on the ocean, the heavens may cease to be, this world may lose its motion, love, if I prove false to thee. Never go back on the sea. I'll never go back on that blue-eyed girl till she goes back on me. The storms are on the ocean, the heavens may cease to be, this world may lose its motion, love, if I prove false to thee.
Shines and it all decomposes.
says where I call home and wherever I roam, there is a cottage on Slaughterhouse Gulch. Thick coastal fog coats the whiskers of the dog as he follows the trail of in a tree is where he cannot be, and she watches him wherever he is at, and it all decomposes, even beautiful roses. New life springs forth from the mulch. This is where I call home. Slaughterhouse Gulch.
Gwyneth Morland, Slaughterhouse Gulch, from her album Ceilings, Floors, and Open Doors. And she was featured on First Thursday Live at the Oddfellows last week, and I'm sorry I missed it.
It was a really nice show, and she was joined by David Hayes. David is a bass player, and David Hayes is actually going to be here in September with Gene Parsons. They'll be doing a concert at the Oddfellows Hall, and looking forward to that with great anticipation.
At the top of that set, we listened to Steve Spurgeon with his interpretation of Norman Blake's Church Street Blues from an album called Solo Flight, and he is going to be in a house concert this Saturday night. And Brother Bill, can you provide some details?
I can, yeah. Steve has been around for a number of years playing with a lot of people, perhaps most noticeably Dan Crary and Byron Berline and the likes of that. And he will be here in Davis performing at a house concert, and if you would like to know more about that, you can call in the 530 area code 753-3472.
And we followed Steve Spurgeon with something from the new Robert Rex Waller solo album called Fancy Free. He did a cover of Willie Nelson's Me and Paul.
And who is this Robert Rex Waller fellow?
He, of course, is the lead singer and one of the songwriters for Icy Hawks in L.A.
Yes.
And then something from the brand new Barwick and Siegfried album, Kathy Barwick and Pete Siegfried. Long Time Gone is the name of their second album, and we heard the wonderful traditional tune Storms Are in the Ocean. Some really wonderful playing there.
I love Kathy's guitar playing. I think she manages to incorporate her playing so wonderfully into the songs and not overwhelming them, and really worth listening to.
And finish that set off with Gwyneth Morland.
That's Life. Host Lois Richter offers up a mix of local talk and easy listening tunes in a laid-back style. Lois is live Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. here on KDRT. For replay times, visit kdrt.org and click the schedule tab. And that about does it for us. We've got time for one more thing. And again, we lost another great one a few days ago, Muhammad Ali. And he was truly one of my heroes. And having to deal with worrying about being inducted into the Army during the Vietnamese War, I was always very proud of him when he refused induction. And I know a lot of people didn't like him, and a lot of people had difficulties with some of his politics, but I thought he was wonderful, and I have very distinct recollections of hearing him regain the world heavyweight title for the third time. And there's the wonderful documentary about that, Rumble in the Jungle. But Muhammad Ali passed away. He suffered from Parkinson's, and I believe he was 74, I think, up there, and a hero of mine. And so we're going to leave you with a little fun track about Muhammad Ali, the Black Superman.
And I'll see you next week on the Folk Brothers Show.
Indeed we will.
This here's the story of Cassius Clay, who changed his name to Muhammad Ali. He knows how to talk and he knows how to fight, and all the contenders were beat out of sight. Sing Muhammad, Muhammad Ali. He floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee. The guy on Ali, catch me if you can. Now all you fight fans, you've got to agree, there ain't no flies on Muhammad Ali. He fills the arena wherever he goes, and everyone gets what they pay for. Muhammad was known to have said, you watch me shuffle and I jab off your head. He moves like the Black Superman and calls to the other guy, I'm Ali. Catch me if you can. He says, I'm the greatest the world's ever seen.